Hey everybody, and welcome back to the Niche and Compass. I am your host, Allegra Stein. I'm keeping things lean and simple today. No intro music, just one hot take on an idea, an insight that I had this morning. Before I get into that, I just want to give those of you who need it permission to be a little bit inconsistent, to act on inspiration, to go with the flow of life, to take a break when you need to take a break, to not follow a particular rhythm. I have been feeling a little bit of guilt. I don't know what I would call it, but a little bit of shoulding on myself a little bit. Like, oh, I should be recording more podcasts. I should put more, I should put more out there. And at the same time, I'm holding that my temperament, particularly creatively, doesn't really follow a predictable pattern. When I'm inspired to share an idea, very little can stop me, but where I choose to share it has a lot of variety. Sometimes I post a video on YouTube. Sometimes I'll put up a random story on Instagram. I've started playing a little bit over there again. Sometimes it'll show up in writing in an email to my email community. And sometimes it'll be just like it was this morning where I have an insight. I'm like, okay, I want to teach this. I want to share this. Oh, I'm going to put it on my podcast. I'm going to share it on the Niche and Compass. So that little sub message there is for any of you listening who feel a little bit constrained by the idea of like regular programming, doing something every Tuesday. It's okay to show up and teach and put things out into the world in the way that is most aligned with how you like to create. Let yourself be an artist in that way. And I just always operate from this place that if what I have to share helps even one person, then it will have been worth putting it out there. And I guess the second piece of that is I don't know when that one person's going to hear it. I might never even know that someone's heard it, but I put it out there anyway, including this idea today. Let me get right to it. So, it is very common, and this is particularly if you are running your own coaching gig. All right. So let me just make sure we have some shared definitions here. When I think about running my own coaching gig, I think of two kind of separate parts to it. There's the coaching part. Coaching is an art and a craft in and of itself. To become a really good coach, you have to do a lot of coaching. Typically, when you get a coaching certification, you are learning a new set of tools to bring into those partnerships with your clients. And the secret then is to coach your ass off. I hope, regardless of what's happening in your coaching practice and like the business side of things, you are finding as many opportunities as you can to coach your ass off, to stay sharp, and to really continue refining those skills that you've learned. Yeah, it's super important. And if you want to have your own coaching practice, we also have to figure out how we get people to the window. I put a video out a number of months ago, kind of comparing coaching to cooking and putting the metaphor of the food truck on the table. When you want to run a food truck, you've got to cook, right? So you have to cook inside. You have to create a menu. You have to come up with what it is that you want to sell and you want people to experience. But you also have to figure out how to get people to the window. Otherwise, you just end up in your living room staring at a food truck on your driveway, wondering, well, why is no one buying any tacos? It's because you haven't told anybody about it. You haven't been showing up. You haven't been having conversations and putting yourself out there and becoming known and all of the stuff that comes with, again, like the actions and the practices that we commit to that result in people showing up and actually trying out our stuff. So I call all of those projects marketing projects. So the coaching projects is what happens inside the food trucks, the marketing or the coaching truck. The marketing projects are the things we do to get people to the window. So in the world of marketing, if you are running your own coaching practice, it is not uncommon to hear, find a problem that you want to solve. Okay. You go listen to lots of marketing advice out there. How do I get started? Where do I begin? Find a problem that you want to solve. If you've seen some of my illustrations or maybe some of my workshops, I draw this thing called the coaching compass. And in the East is who it is that you want to help. There is a lot of attention on figuring out who it is that you want to help, including the journey that that person's on and the problem that they want to solve. I am not trying to minimize the importance of that direction, of that variable. Having a problem that you want to solve is pretty sweet, because if you're passionate about solving a problem, that becomes the seed for a lot of stuff. You can interview people with that problem. You can create content. You can answer questions. You can create resources. You can coach around it. You can speak clearly of like, this is the problem I want to help solve. But this podcast episode is not for that coach. I mean, if you're that coach, great, please keep listening. But if you, this is for the coach who's like me or was like me for the first 8 years of my coaching practice, where I had no idea really what problem I wanted to solve. I wasn't motivated to solve problems. I was motivated to coach. I was just motivated to do this work. I was motivated to help people. I was motivated to be in partnership with others and help them do the things that they wanted to do. But I wasn't taking action on that because I was like, oh, I know the problem that I want to solve and I'm going to move forward on that. Now, I will say that in my first year of my coaching practice, I did circle that a little bit. I really wanted to help people who were recently relocated. And I had to do some work to kind of figure out, well, what are the problems there? But after my first, again, year or two of coaching, I expanded out. I opened up and I was just motivated by and inspired to create coaching experiences, to practice my craft and to talk and to lead with that. And so when you hear the advice, find a problem that you want to solve, I want to offer you an alternative. And the alternative is this: create an experience that you want to invite people to. Okay. So if you're not sure the problem you want to solve, you might not even know who it is that you want to help. You know, you just love coaching and want to do something. Consider creating an experience that you are really excited about, that you really want to experiment with, and that you're willing to invite people to come try out with you. So let me give you a specific example of this. Notice what you hear in this. Notice if any ideas start to bubble up on your end. There was a season in my life where I liked to drive down to this local park. It was just this pretty green meadow that had a path around it. And I would maybe take 30, 45 minutes and just walk around this path 4 or 5 times. At the same time, things were kind of slow in my coaching. And I was like, man, what am I going to do next? Where can I turn things up a little bit? And I had this idea that I really wanted to practice intentionally the skill of listening. Listening is one of the most important, if not the most important, tool in your coaching toolbox. And I just realized that I was probably talking more than I needed to in my sessions, and I wanted to intentionally practice listening. So one morning, I was taking a shower, where a lot of ideas tend to surface for me. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to combine my desire to practice listening with this love of walks that I'm going on, and I'm going to create an experience called the listening walk. Okay. That was it. That was the spark. It wasn't like I suddenly had a problem I wanted to solve. There was something that I wanted to do, and I wanted to do it and practice it with other people. So within the day, I had gathered my ideas on a page on my website, and the next morning I started sharing it. I sent it to all the local people that I knew. I posted it on some of the pages that I had and, you know, the different places where I'd built small audiences. I said, hey, I want to try this new thing. Let's do a listening walk. And people signed up for it. People saw that and they were like, man, that's an experience that I want to have. Now, I did have a little bit of, I don't know what you'd call it, authority building. Like, I had been in the space of coaching for years. So I had people kind of in my sphere who knew what I did. So there was a little bit of kind of trust that had already been built, but I wasn't coming forward saying, hey, I want to help people now solve this problem. I was just coming out saying, hey, I want to do this thing called the listening walk. Who would like to participate? All right. And that happened over and over again, over many, many years. I created things called coach and hikes. I created a thing called a coach and dine, where I partnered with a local chef and like we put on this meal one night and she cooked and I led a conversation with my whiteboard at the front of the table. I I wanted to do a retreat where we went to this really beautiful campsite in upstate New York. So I created Campfire Coaching, which was a weekend of camping and being outdoors. In none of those cases was I inspired to solve a problem, inspired by solving a problem. I was inspired to create an experience and invite people to it. So I'm sharing this with you today with hopes that it reaches some of you coaches who might be sitting there hearing this advice everywhere. Find a problem you want to solve. Again, I understand it. It's great when that happens. It's a really cool variable to throw into the mix, and it is not the only way to begin. All right, if you need an alternative, consider the experience that you want to create, throw a party that you want to go to, design something that you would be really, really into playing with and trying out and inviting people to join you on, and start there. I hope this has been helpful. I would love to hear your insights. So I've shared my contact information in the show notes. If you know a coach who could use this message, please feel free to pass this episode along. Share your rating and review. It helps others decide if it's worth giving a listen to. And I will be back again soon. I'll try not to be such a stranger. Thanks so much for being here, everybody. Talk soon.